You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're on the 95 BFM Breakfast Show, and in the studio this morning, we've got a couple of wonderful dancers from the New Zealand Dance Company. We've got Katie Rudd and Bridie Colquhoun in the studio. So good to have you here to talk about Stage of Being. Welcome.
Thank you.
So lovely to be able to talk about a bit of dance. It's nice to sort of see, I feel like the city's kind of stretching its legs a little bit again and getting back out there, seeing a lot of awesome performances pop up. But this is a pretty special one. Tell us a wee bit about this project and also what people can expect from walking into this work.
Yeah, wow. I think you're right. I think finally after COVID, we're seeing this sort of bounce back of the arts, and also in a bit of a new form. Like there's more energy and more, I think there's, everyone's here to support it, which is awesome. So yeah, we're really excited to premiere Stage of Being this Friday and Saturday at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. It's a double bill show, so that means we've worked on two short works, so they're between 30 and 40 minutes long, and one is called Little Bits and Add-ons, and the other is is Made in Them. And the show itself, it's pretty dynamic. There's a huge range of performative qualities in it, so we work through some really highly dynamic contemporary dance sort of repertoire, as well as some really nuanced sort of theatrical states of performance. Yeah, and there's some pretty amazing music too.
That's pretty special. It must be quite an interesting thing to be working on two shows at the same time, even if they are shorter than doing one really long piece. What's it like trying to get into the two different headspaces I imagine you need to be in for those works?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because in the process you work with one choreographer first. So, you know, we work with Tapu, and we had a good solid 4 weeks with him, and then we moved with Shin and Chow. And so it was really easy to switch because you're kind of in that world, but then in performatively in a stage, on the stage, we kind of have an interval. So I think it's like a quick turnaround. I think we all have really different processes, but for me personally, I like to kind of sit in it. I kind of close my eyes. I kind of think of all the stories, because I think that's the beautiful thing about dance or performances. We're telling stories. So I go back and I think about, okay, what did Tapua, what kind of stories or emotions did he want me to perform? And I kind of visualize them in this little world in my head. And then I kind of try and get that into my physicality, into my body.
Yeah. And tell us a wee bit about working with those choreographers, because I think what's so interesting about this as a double bill is that you're working with quite personal narratives and cultural narratives too. And that must be quite an interesting thing to be diving into somebody else's, I guess all choreographies like that, someone's very personal story that they're kind of working through in a bodily way. But how has it been working with those choreographers on these projects?
Yeah, it's definitely a culturally really rich show. And I think so, Tapua, his heritage is he's Samoan, and he kind of looks at life in a very like picture book state. So he has like really strong, beautiful memories that he then kind of passes on to us, and then we have to find a way to embody those. And it's kind of a nice balance, because you then bring your stories of like your whole life that you've lived to meet his, and then you find a way, because you're always trying to be authentic as well. You don't want to just be embodying someone else's story. You want to put your like heritage into that too. And then Shin and Chow also have a really strong, they're both Chinese. Shin's lived here for sort of 8 years, but Chow literally came over here to make this work. So it's been really amazing then working with them, and also seeing how amazed Chow is at how society works in Aotearoa. Like, it's super different. And then, yeah, just there's some, like, interesting plays on power and control in society. And I think the way they've chosen to design that in the show as, like, sort of their representation of that is really interesting. It's really new.
That's so cool.
And I think it's really special with one of the works in particular, Tapua, he talks about love. And I think love is kind of sometimes glamorized. So we can kind of think of it in this really beautiful kind of uplifting. And it does have those qualities. But there's also this really sadness to love. And it's like, if you've felt love, that's a tonga. Like, that's such a treat. Because there's also sadness to that, because sometimes it's the loss of love. And so for me, that kind of has been a huge like vulnerability, bringing that to the stage, you know, so I am a bit like excited and nervous to bring that vulnerability this weekend. Oh, this weekend.
I know, it's all kind of rushed. I can't believe we're literally on the 17th of April already. Yeah. It feels a bit ridiculous. Yeah. That is a really interesting thing though. How do you prepare to be vulnerable in front of an audience? Because that, you know, you kind of need to then leave the theatre at the end of the night and go home and live your life and not feel a little bit exposed. How do you manage that as a group and also as individuals in that practice?
In my practice, I really like to sit in it and, like I said, kind of before the work goes up, I like to kind of get in internal and I'll think about, so say this story with love, there's a definite clear person I'm imagining I'm talking to, so I sort of visualise them, even though obviously they're not in the space, but I really like to have something that I'm looking to, I'm talking to, as opposed to it being just totally sporadic abstract. And around me. Yeah, like I like to have a clear vision that I'm projecting. I know if it's different,
Yeah, for me, I guess, I was just quickly reflecting on that. The vulnerability part is really gets built in the studio. So while we're rehearsing, and for me, a crucial part of that is trust, having a really trusting ropu that we're dancing with and choreographers that kind of allow this non-judgmental place to try everything, because you've got to kind of put out these offers of like, hey, what if I did this? And sometimes you're like, oh, that's so cringe. But then slowly through that process of offering and then refining and kind of choreographing in that sense, you come to an outcome that is still vulnerable, but it's really true and honest. And if you've tried that in a safe space, then when you get to the stage where you've got a way bigger audience and, you know, you don't know who's out there, you feel more comfortable offering that sort of side of yourself.
Totally. What would you say to people who maybe aren't super familiar with going to contemporary dance? What kind of thing can they expect? Because I think there's, you know, there's a lot of terrible stereotypes of what contemporary dance looks like, sounds like, feels like. But what can an audience expect from the shows this weekend?
Yeah, 100%. That stereotype is something we're always trying to change, you know, because I think maybe the simplest thing is that you will feel something, and that's the importance. That's the whole reason. It doesn't have to. I've got lots of whānau, lots of family that maybe say, oh, I didn't quite get that, but it made me feel like this. And I'm like, that's 100% it. You just have to feel.
Yeah.
And there's a story, absolutely, but the story's going to mean something different to every human. Mm. You know, it's like when you go watch a movie, you know, sometimes you watch a movie and you think, oh, it made me feel this way, and you talk to your friend and they had a completely different experience.
Yeah.
But I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give emotion, tell stories, and if you get some, you'll get something from it regardless. You know, it might be different to the person sitting next to you, but that's kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
It's like letting go of that need to understand the whole thing, and also knowing that there isn't one way to understand it. You know, sometimes people, I think, get stuck while they're watching, being like, oh, is it what I think it is or is it not? And that's what Brady's saying, like, it can be what you think it is, because your stories of your, you know, life lead you to think of these images. And then just letting, if you let that go, if you shed that layer of like, I don't get it, and just then embrace what it is, because there's such a huge and beautiful range of physicalities that I think we try and sort of perform on stage. Yeah, from really, really strong and dynamic and highly technical dancing to also really simple, more like humanistic kind of gesture. Yeah.
And my partner, he works in sort of the sports exercise world. And so he just appreciates the physicality, you know. Sometimes he'll just be so in awe at like the way we're getting up out of the floor, sprinting, running, catching human bodies, not like rugby balls, you know, but we're catching bodies. And so I think from a physical level, even if you just really appreciate that, that's part of the world. So you know, if you don't want to step into that mental space, Katie Pai, you don't have to.
Yeah,
that's all good as well.
Oh, it sounds like a really exciting work, and it's exciting as well because it's the premiere, which is a pretty big deal. Very cool. How are you feeling about that, you know, bringing a brand new show to these, or brand new shows to an audience?
Oh, I'm feeling good, eh? I'm really excited. We did some sort of final studio showing runs at the end of last week, and the energy in the room between us company dancers and also the small group that we perform to, I don't know, it just gets so electric in the studio, and then I get so excited because then it elevates again. This week we move into the theatre, we add lights, the sound, you know, amplifiers and the amazing theatre sort of speakers and things like that. So I feel like we're in a really good place. It's an awesome show.
Yeah, let's go. We're ready. Yeah.
It's very exciting. It is all happening this Friday. That's the premiere night, 7:30 p.m. and then Saturday, same time. And that's all at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. People can grab tickets now, and they should, because this is going to be beautiful. Thank you both so much for coming in and chatting about
Thank
it this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Kia ora.
See you on stage.
See you on stage.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.